Chairs No Waiting, episode number 144. Alan Newsom interview, part one. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the good folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's, pick up some great Mayberry items they have for us there. You'll love it. Drop by over at Weaver's. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by the fine folks who donate to this show. We appreciate you. So thank you for your donations. And the Mayberry Band, thank you for your support and providing the theme song each week. All right, folks, this week we're going to have Floyd Lawson, guest host, coming to us live from Mayberry, North Carolina. So we're going to try to throw it to him now, all right? Let's throw it over there.
Hey, hello. Is this here? Floyd Lawson. Hello there. How you doing? Here we go. Yeah, Alan asked me to host today because the podcast is about him. He felt kind of funny about that, so he had me here in Mayberry, right from the barbershop. Yeah, coming through. Yeah, but yeah, I've been cutting a lot of hair today, a lot of bad hair around. Yeah. Anyway, Alan had asked me to host, you know, because he let me host one time before, back on like episode 92 or something. 92. Yeah. Oh, and it's hot. It's hot. It's summer right now. It's very hot. Oh, yeah, it's hot. Well, anyway, Alan was on the radio recently. He got to be on the radio. He has a face for radio. Don't tell him I said that. Just kidding, Alan. Just kidding. Yeah. Anyway, he was on the radio on a show called Priority Talk. Yeah, from down in Birmingham. Yeah, it was a Birmingham radio show. Yeah, it's on a Christian radio station down there. Greg Davis, he hosted. The station was, it's WXJC in Birmingham. It's 8:50 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Yeah, I had that written down earlier. I couldn't remember that. Alan's going to have the interview with them, so we're going to throw it over to the interviewees and her right now. So I hope you're going to enjoy it. And here's a Priority Talk. Priority Talk. That's what it is, a Priority Talk. Here they are with Alan.
Well, we are pleased to welcome in Alan. Now, Alan Newsom, we've been telling you that he was going to be with us, and we're going to be talking all things Mayberry here for the next little bit. This weekend will be the 11th annual Mayberry Squad Car Nationals and the 7th annual Mayberry Comes to Graysville Festival. Happens every summer out in Graysville, Alabama. Hope you'll be a part of that. And Alan Newsom will be there. He is a Floyd the Barber tribute artist impersonator. I know there's a difference in those words, but I want to make sure people know what you do. So welcome in, Alan. So glad to have you with us.
Hey,
this morning.
It's great to be here. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, well, we're excited to have you. Now, I've been listening to your podcast, you know, off and on for the last year or so. Found it. I love Mayberry and Andy Griffith, and just had the thought, hey, it'd be great to get you on the show. Sent you an email earlier this week, and it just so happened to be the same week as the Graysville celebration this weekend.
That's right. Yes, as several years we've been going down to Graysville now. It's I think 7 or something like that, and it's a lot of fun. It's a small, you know, there's not a lot of people there, so you're going to have a lot of fun interacting with all the Mayberry characters and the couple of cast members we've got coming, which is Charlene Darling, Maggie Peterson, and Rodney Dillard. He was the darling boy that played the guitar and actually did most of the singing. So that's he will be there as well. So
yeah, we've been looking this morning to see if we could find Dooley to play for bumper music. We haven't been able to find it yet.
Find Dooley? Yeah. That's so many of those songs, a lot of people don't realize that the Darling Boys, the Dillards is the name of the real band.
Right.
Those were their songs. They were real.
Were they really?
And they wrote them. It wasn't just songs that were bluegrass songs from the day.
I did not know that. I just figured they were, kind of popular songs at the time and bluegrass music, and they just played them. Oh, and they played quite a few songs. Yeah, what were some of the other songs? Dooley and Help us out, Alan.
Golly. They had Doug's tune, which was just the instrumental as well.
Yeah, what was the one that always made the dad cry? When he would say, we're going to that would make me cry.
Whatever song they mentioned first was what made him cry. You know, whatever it was.
Okay, it wasn't always the same one.
It was always the same one.
Yeah. The one they played first. Let's don't do that one. It makes me cry.
That one makes me cry.
Yeah, tearing up old socks for rags was one of them. And, there's a lot of them.
Salty Dog. Yeah. That's a good one.
Salty Dog. Mm-hmm.
So Rodney Dillard's going to be out this weekend at Graysville, and I think going to be at the First Methodist Church in Graysville, which I happen to know is Doug Brewer's church, the mayor there.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be at their church also on Sunday morning, I read. So that's exciting. Now, Alan, how did you get hooked into this Mayberry Andy Griffith, lifestyle?
We know you're a believer,
so let's get that out there first. You are a Christian, you're a believer.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And you love good wholesome TV. But how did you get started into this and become such a fan?
Well, I grew up out in the country. I grew up in Henniger, Alabama, which is in the northeast part of the state, up around Fort Payne, Scottsboro, up in that area.
Okay.
And so I kind of had, affinity to the kind of rural lifestyle you see on the Andy Griffith Show. But it was really in college. When I was out in college, it came on every evening at about 10:05, and it was a time when you just stopped studying, and you went in there and got some popcorn and sat down and just watched the Andy Griffith Show to kind of relieve some of the stress from everything you're going through at school.
And there were a lot of us that got hooked at 10 o'clock at night.
That's exactly right.
They must have played at 10 o'clock all over the country.
They did.
That's just the time.
They did around here.
I don't know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
That 10 o'clock at night, you hear a lot of people say that. I watched it every night at 10 and 10:30.
That's right.
On the WB, usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great.
Along those lines. So you got into it at that point. Now, when did you realize that you had a knack for Floyd?
Well, I had already started doing the websites about the Andy Griffith Show because I wanted to learn how to do websites. And I didn't want to do it about me, so I did it about the Andy Griffith Show. And so I started going to some of the Mayberry events, and I met David Browning. He's our Barney... the Mayberry deputy is what he is.
Yeah,
well, he's our Barney Fife. And he was at an event, and after it was over, we went out to eat with him. So we were just sitting around talking, and I started doing lines from the show as Floyd, like,
hey, do you see what it said on the sidewalk out there? It says, Bobby Gribble hates him a lot.
Yeah, did Calvin Coolidge say that?
Yeah, yeah. Andy said it was Mark Twain that said it.
Anyway, so I started doing that, and the next event we went to, David kept getting me dressed in shorts and a t-shirt to go over and talk like Floyd to people, and he convinced me to try doing Floyd one time at Mayberry Days in Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Yeah, and Alan, you even kind of look like
that's what I was going to say.
Checking it out, you look like him.
Yeah.
Did you already look like him, or did you start trying to look like him?
Well, I already had the mustache and wore contacts, but I had glasses as well. So I guess I kind of looked like him, but it wasn't in my thought that I did. But
can you cut hair?
Oh, I can cut it.
Do you get the sideburns even?
Not if one lobe's longer than the other, I can't. But,
one lobe's longer than the other.
Floyd the barber.
That's right. I told you, man, he knows them. So you started doing the website, which the website now is imayberry.com, right?
That's right.
You recently had to change the name.
That's right, yeah. Well, it's Mayberry.com is still available, but the fellow who owns it had been offered some money to sell that domain name, and it was more money than I could afford. So I just registered imayberry.com, and so far it's still both are working. But yeah, if you go to imayberry.com, it's been around since I started doing the website in about 93. So we've had a Mayberry website for years.
Right.
You know, the sad thing is, I started about, 6 or 9 months after Yahoo. But they seem to have made a lot more money than I did off of that situation. But
yeah, I say so. You wouldn't be on this show right now, for sure. You'd be retired somewhere, probably. You'd be living in Mount Airy.
Yeah.
For sure. And that's another thing a lot of people don't realize is that, Andy Griffith's hometown is Mount Airy, North Carolina.
That's right.
And you can visit there, and it's kind of AKA it is kind of Mayberry.
It is, and
we got to visit there. How long ago was it? 11 years ago or so? Some 11 years ago, I was up in Lynchburg, Virginia, and I was speaking at a youth camp up there, and it was much cheaper to fly home a day later, so we stayed over. My wife and I stayed over for an extra night, and I just got to looking on the map, where can we go, and it's not that far down from Lynchburg.
Right.
And I saw it, and I went, you know what, that is Andy Griffith's hometown. And so we went down and got to spend a good chunk of a day there in Mount Airy, and it really is, it's like Mayberry. I know you've been there many times. Give the listeners, give them a rundown of what's there.
Oh, it's growing every year. Right now, if you go now, because it's grown, it's changed a lot since you were there last. There's the Andy Griffith Museum opened about 2 years ago.
Now, really? Now, they had some kind of museum when we were there.
They did. But it's the same stuff, but it's now in a real museum instead of a house.
Yeah.
It wasn't
a house.
That's
then.
Right. And it's laid out a lot more, and there's a lot of new things there. Emmett Forrest, which is a childhood friend of Andy Griffith, is the guy who's been collecting, because he knew Andy. He's been collecting Andy memorabilia his whole life because they were buddies. They've known each other since elementary school. And so he's been collecting Andy Griffith memorabilia all that time. So that whole building is full now of Andy Griffith memorabilia. And Andy has donated stuff to Emmett as well. He's got the Matlock suit that Andy wore on Matlock.
Yeah.
He's got the door plates that you see on the front of the courthouse door that say Justice of the Peace and Sheriff. The two plaques are there. He's got
the Otis suit.
That's right. Hal Smith, Otis, donated the suit that he wore and the hat as well as Otis. There's the jailhouse keys. Emmett actually has the jailhouse key, the keys to the jail, the cell doors. He's got the gavel that Andy had on his desk to do his Justice of the Peace. He's got the sign for Justice of the Peace and Sheriff. Anyway, there's just the whole building is full of things. Betty Lynn has donated items, and she lives in Mount Airy now. Betty Lynn is
Thelma Lou.
That's right.
Yeah.
And she
lives in Mount Airy.
She moved from Hollywood, which is where she lived out in California. And she moved to Mount Airy and is kind of retired to Mount Airy. And she appears every so often, about once a month at least, at the Andy Griffith Museum. And people can come in and get autographed picture and that kind of thing. So,
wow, that's outstanding.
But that's just one thing there. I mean, there's a Floyd's Barbershop. A guy named Russell Hyatt runs it.
Yes, I sat there in the chair, got my picture made with him. Now, when you're in town, do they let you go in? And,
oh yeah, yeah. As much as I can.
And do the whole thing.
Well, I sit in there, and they got three chairs in there. So they have two barbers. That's Russell and a lady that cuts hair as well. And I usually sit in there as much as I can. But we're really pretty busy during Mayberry Days. I don't care. Impersonator, tribute artist. I don't know what the difference is, but they call us tribute artists now. But we used to just say impersonators, so I don't know. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad you're okay with that.
So yeah, either one's good for me. But
I didn't want to offend. Everybody's got new language nowadays. Everybody wants to be called something a little better, So, people get kind of touchy about the title you put on them. Alan, we're going to need to go to break. Can you stay through for another segment?
Oh, definitely. Sure.
I tell you what, on the way out to break here, can you give us a liner? Now, this is priority talk. Can you Floyd the Barber, something we can use later? Hey, this is Floyd, and you're listening to Priority Talk. Can you give us something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, this is Floyd Larson, and you're listening to Priority Talk. Yeah. Oh, it's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. All right. Hey, we'll be right back with Alan Newsom, Floyd the Barber, talking all things Mayberry. This hour, so stay with us right here on Priority Talk on WXJC The Truth. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was a pretty good interview there. Yeah, Floyd Larson. Alan did that pretty good. Yeah, he was down in Graysville. Yeah, Floyd, was down there with Otis and everybody, and it was a great weekend this past weekend with the Dillards, Rodney and Maggie Peterson. They were both there. It was great. Yeah. So hey, I hope you've enjoyed that. Alan, he's in there. He's working hard on that website. Works hard on it. Yeah, works hard. Yeah, well, almost as hard as me cutting hair, but not quite, brother. Yeah, he said he gets carpal tunnel. I get barber claw for cutting so much hair, but yeah. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. He wanted to make sure that you knew you could write in and call in and stuff. So you can write him at floyd@imayberry.com. That just has a ring to it, doesn't it? floyd@imayberry.com. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. You can also call him at 888-684-8415. You can call him and leave him a voice message and tell Sarah, I believe, when you're there. You can tell her whatever it is you want him to know. And she'll pass it right along to him. Yeah, probably. That's probably what she'd do. She'd probably just pass that along to him. Yeah. Or you can also go to his website at Two Chairs No Waiting. TwoChairsNoWaiting.com. You can leave a message there. He said you can put a message on any of the different little things he's got there. He'll get them there. And he's got another place that is his face of some kind. Facebook.com/TwoChairs. That's it. Yeah, I knew I'd get it there eventually. Yeah. And you had to. So, anyway, I hope you enjoy that. There's, I believe, two more parts of that. And I may get to host every episode. So, maybe we can get Alan interviewed more often, and I'll get to be on here more. Yeah, so he doesn't like for me to be on here. Because you like him. You like him less than you like me. I believe that's what he said. So, all right. Well, I want to thank you for coming and joining me here at Floyd's podcast. it's Floyd's podcast right now anyway. So feel free to come back next week and we'll talk some more about Alan and some other things as we go forward. So, all right. Well, thanks for coming and we'll see you next week here on Two Chairs No Waiting. But don't forget, call Alan at 888-684-8415. Or leave him a message at floyd@imaimmy.com. Yeah, we want to thank also the radio station, WXJC, for allowing them to use Alan's interview. We'll see you later. Bye. See you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.